evening. My name's Nancy Winder, and I'm the pastor in the village. On Saturday night, it's our practice through the summer, actually through the whole year, to sing one of the many settings of evening prayer that have been written in this place and for this place. Tonight and through the summer, we sing Vespers 86, which many of you may be more familiar with the title, Hold an Evening Prayer. So you should all have a copy of this folder that says Vespers 86, which is either blue, gray, faded blue, or white. And Marty Haugen wrote this now very beloved setting of evening prayer when he was on sabbatical here in 1986. At the beginning of the service, we will stand and will remain standing through the evening thanksgiving on page 4. Be seated for the psalm. The psalm is in a two-part canon, and it is always the privilege of the leader of Hold an Evening Prayer to decide how the parts will be split. So Allison has suggested tonight that if you're more excited about rain, that you'll be a one. Is that right? Are you in the more excited category yourself? Okay, more excited about rain, you'll be a one. And if you're less excited about rain, you'll be a two. If you like rain or not like rain, pick one, right. So, and then we have readings, and when we come to the Magnificat on page 9, we will stand to sing that. The Magnificat is the gospel canticle, the good news from Mary's song in Luke 1 that is assigned to evening prayer. Then we'll be seated again for the remainder of the service. When we come to the blessing on page 12, we all sing that together. Please stand as you are able.
Thank you. may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen. A reading from Romans. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation awaits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and it will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. No hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we will wait for it with patience. Word of God, word of life. Hope by Lizelle Mueller. It hovers in dark corners before the lights are turned on. It shakes sleep from its eyes and drops from mushroom gills. It explodes in the starry heads of dandelions turned sages. It sticks to the wings of green angels that sail from the tops of maples. It sprouts in each occluded eye of the many-eyed potato. It lives in each earthworm segment, surviving cruelty. It is the motion that turns from the eyes to the tail of a dog. It is the mouth that inflates the lungs of the child that had just been born. It is the singular gift we cannot destroy in ourselves, the argument that refutes death, the genius that invents the future, all we know of God. It is the serum which makes us swear not to betray one another. It is in this poem trying to speak.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness does not overcome.
merciful God, source of ground in all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father.
Serve the living God.